say, I have had the profound privilege of supporting the Institute of Geographical Studies for more than 2 decades. Your respect and enthusiasm for the discipline of geography has brought with it a great deal of curiosity and creativity. I have such admiration for all that you all have done and that we have done together. Many of you are not old enough to remember the first Youth Summit in 2014 or the one in 2017 where I gave the keynote address, Citizen Geographers. But all of the Youth Summit years are of a single piece. Our goal has always been to build a new way of imagining the world away from the strictures of mapping for extraction's sake or for taking away resources to undisclosed locations for the benefit of those we cannot see. The goal of TIGS is, in this sense, revolutionary. It has been looking at geography through the lens of poetry and freedom. It has devoted itself to exploring what the poetry of space might be. Guided by the creative impulses of Dr. Shekhar Balachandran, we have learned a lot. Most importantly, we have learned that the best geographers and the best geographies are those that emerge out of a desire to care for and tend to one another for the purposes of freedom. The Institute of Geographical Studies Youth Summit was one such geographical endeavor that we all, past and present, helped to create and feed. The poetic geography that Dr. Balachandran helped us to realize is born by thinking and valuing the word and work of relationality. To wit, Dr. Balachandran's many, many geographical inventions, one of which was the open mic, non-competitive, singing geographies event held at every annual youth summit pre-COVID. Each person who took their place on the stage to sing a geographical song about the monsoons or the fertilizer-based suicide of a distraught Indian farmer entered intimately into a relationship with the listening us. They gave and we listened intensely and with interest. A gift of listening that gave back to the singer in an infinite reverberation into the universe. We created a publicly intimate space through song and singing. When in 2017 I went up on stage with my British colleague Sue Roberts, who had given the keynote that year in 2018, I got to experience the wonder of the relational geographical firsthand. Sue had chosen the rather hokey song by a U.S. composer called John Denver. Mm-hmm. His song was Rocky Mountain High. Mm-hmm. Within seconds of us beginning our own singing, the student audience learned the name of the song and had downloaded the lyrics onto their phones and began singing along with us. The space of oneness created by the stage became the poetic space of two-ness that reached out across worlds through the audience and back to us again. This relational geography existed through the singing and the song. The poetic space, this poetic space, is stronger than any space made by brick and mortar. Its power is ironically measured by the lack of its permanence, by its livingness. Dr. Balachandran and TIGS taught us all how to sing, and today, how to cry together, making new geographies of care, connection, and community. To honor both, we now need to imagine on our own how we might move this geographical revolution forward. This is especially needed today, where planetary life is experiencing crises on multiple fronts, all of which have been brought upon us by the anti-poetic geographies of ownership and extraction. TIG's visionary premises provide us with new ways of imagining and working towards a post-Anthropocene world, one relational geography at a time. I am so grateful that Dehrani USA was invited on this journey. But the journey's not over. Of this, Dehrani USA is certain. We look forward to all the new life spaces that the TIGS family will bear and bring into the world and into a world future. Let's stay connected. Thank you.